Natural selection. It's not evolution. Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a full-scale, all-wood Noah's Ark south of Cincinnati, Ohio. Sadly, most students in high schools and colleges believe that natural selection is basically the same as molecules-to-man evolution. First, let me explain the term natural selection. See, if two dogs came off Noah's Ark after the flood, eventually a large population of dogs would arise. Now, if some of these dogs separated from the main group, and due to all the genetic variation that exists in living creatures, it's likely that different combinations of genes would result in various groups. This would occur even though they all came from the original pair of dogs. Now, because of environmental pressures such as temperature, different species of dogs, like long-haired and short-haired types, would result. But this has nothing to do with molecules-to-man evolution. Actually, it's the opposite of evolution, which requires new genetic information to arise. But this fits exactly with Genesis, which teaches that God created distinct kinds of animals to reproduce after their own kind.
We'll provide you with more fascinating information that supports the Bible's accuracy. Just request our well-produced 48-minute DVD called Answers. It's yours when you present a gift of any amount as you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS or on our website of answersoffer.org.